The music sounds like the 1983 Michael Jackson-Paul McCartney duet, Say, Say, Say. The singer, though, is China's top rocker, Cui Zhen, who recorded this cover in the 1990s. Throughout Asia, people were saddened by news of the death of the pop superstar. In Taipei, Claire Chen said she at first did not believe it. Chen says her sister called her Friday morning and told her the news. She says she thought Jackson was going back on tour soon, but after she realized the singer was indeed dead, she went to watch all of his videos on YouTube. In Seoul, 49-year-old Jung Ji-sun remembers he was able to become wealthy even though he was black because he was a brilliant singer. Jung says she remembers songs like Billie Jean and Beat It. She says she used to imitate his gestures and moves during aerobic dance sessions. Now she says she feels grief and sorrow. In China, 28-year-old musician Ray Wong says he heard his first Michael Jackson song, Dangerous, when he was 14 years old. It's dangerous. He didn't like it at the time, but grew to like and appreciate Jackson's music more as he got older. Wong says there are many musicians in China who were influenced by him. He says all Chinese musicians have at least heard the American singer's songs. At the same time, he says it has been hard for Chinese fans to separate the man from the music. Wong says many Chinese people don't like how the black singer lightened his skin in what they saw as an unnatural effort to become white. Although that is one of the strongest memories Chinese people have, Wong says they also will remember Jackson's dancing and the unique way he sang. Wong says although another person may try to perform a Jackson song, he will never be able to give it the same feeling. Stephanie Ho, VOA News, Beijing.
在线英语听历史，感谢您的收听，请记住我们的网址 www.tingroom.com。